With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All of the nation's living presidents will be attending Donald Trump's inauguration Monday. Greg Clugston has more.
When the outgoing Biden administration gives way to the incoming Trump administration on Monday, former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama will be there to witness the peaceful transfer of power. The former First Ladies also will attend, except for Michelle Obama. It'll be the second such gathering in under 2 weeks. All of the living presidents attended this month's state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter here in Washington. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Well, Donald Trump says he will most likely give TikTok 90 more days to work out a deal that would allow the popular video sharing platform to avoid a U.S. ban. Also, at SRNNews.com, just plain cold weather across a large part of the United States, and it's going to get even worse in the next few days. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be very, very wintry in nature. Very cold temperatures, well below normal temperatures, even here for the middle of January. And we're going to have certainly a winter storm threat as well. That just takes us into Inauguration Day itself.
Kenya says it has deployed 217 more police officers to Haiti as part of the Kenya-led multinational force to curb gang violence. Forces left Kenya Friday. Kenya first sent troops to the nation in June. The total deployment now exceeds 600. South Korea's impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol has been formally arrested days after being apprehended at his compound. He is facing possible imprisonment over his ill-fated declaration of martial law just 1 month ago. This is SRN News. Well, good news for pro-life groups in Canada.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping that Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of Liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Australia, anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head again. Police in Sydney say that two different synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti and obscenities following several incidents in Australia to end last year. Now, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is sharply condemning the latest attacks, saying they need to stop now. This is SRN News. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says new leadership under Donald Trump will mark a departure from the weaponization of the justice system that took place during the Biden tour.
I think both Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are committed to restoring the FBI and the Department of Justice to its previous nonpartisan equal justice orientation. And it couldn't come a day too soon.
And he adds that he's very optimistic the Senate will get a chance to confirm scores of highly qualified Trump judicial nominations in the near future.
And I'm particularly excited about the fact that we were able to confirm three new Supreme Court justices. I think President Trump will have a chance to fill one or two more seats on that court before he's through, which is going to be a permanent legacy.
More details at SRNNews.com.